You're listening to 15-Minute Mentor Short Takes, a daily dose of enlightening and actionable advice from a mentor. For self-improvement audiobooks, courses, and one-on-one mentoring you can immediately put to use, visit 15minutementor.com.
Critical thinking means being able to look at a problem objectively and come to a conclusion that is backed up by facts. It's not taught in school, even though it's an important skill for anyone who wants to be successful in business. When someone is a critical thinker, they break a problem down into its smallest parts and look at it from every angle. Being able to think critically is the key to getting everything you want in life. It can help you get rid of ideas that hold you back. Here are some ways to improve your ability to think critically. Understand that lots of the thoughts you have aren't really your own. You took in the ideas of your parents as you grew up and learned societal norms to fit in and stay out of trouble. Remember when you were a kid? Was there someone in your family who always said bad things about life and everyone in it? It's likely that person's thoughts are still going through your mind right now. Scientists call these ideas that spread memes. It is possible for memes to spread from person to person through speech. Think about racism. A lot of research has shown that kids younger than 3 years old are okay with each other. Racism is a shared trait that people learn to do. It's not something you spend time on reviewing all the critical points, pros and cons, and good and bad. It's something you pick up. By being able to think critically, you can get rid of any ideas that are no longer useful to you or make you an ugly person. Take a look at what's in your mind and get rid of any bad or dangerous thoughts or ideas. Some of those thoughts might be trying to hurt you. Give yourself power by thinking about tough problems. You can find and understand the logical links between ideas, spot bad reasoning, solve problems in a planned way, and test cases by being able to think critically. Kids will learn to stay away from stoves if they put their hands on them. But that kid probably won't figure out that they should also stay away from the hot toaster. The toddler doesn't know how to draw conclusions from his events that aren't obvious at first glance. You can draw conclusions about the world around you and solve problems that don't always have to do with each other when you think critically. Learning to think critically can help you get rid of beliefs that are holding you back. It may sound silly, but a lot of us still believe the silly things we heard as kids. But once you learn how to think critically, you'll see that these stories don't make sense. Have you ever been afraid of bad luck and not stepped on a crack in the ground, crossed the path of a black cat, or walked under a ladder? Take things apart to see how they really work. Remember that your mind can make up any situation, and that being scared can make something seem more possible than it really is. Think about what you're afraid of and look for the hard facts as often as you can. Life will make a lot more sense if you learn how to think critically.
For self-improvement audiobooks, courses, and one-on-one mentoring you can immediately put to use, visit 15minutementor.com.